Email me at Darnley, DARNLEYVB at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please, don't put off for another day what you need to do today. Another day is not promised to anyone. Pray that you've allowed Jesus to come into your heart and into your life with his great gift of salvation. And like I said, if you have done that, please contact us so we can send you some material and let you know what to do now that you've given your life to him. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. Like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. For all of us who've given our life to Christ, and we pray that you have done that also, we can give him honor, we can give him praise, we can give him glory. The Boys Choir of Harlem, leaders of the new school, and Michelle Weeks, and this is Glory to God. 4 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here in the greater Boston area and around the world with the very best in Christmas music. And this is the Sunday, December 24th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. Okay, we are going to go before the Lord in prayer in about 11 minutes from now. So if you have a prayer request or a praise report, you can give us a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Haven't been doing a lot of talking, trying to get in all this great Christmas music. Nicole C. Mullen, and this is God's Own Son here on Sounds of Praise.
Mary's Christmas baby, Mary's Christmas baby, Mary's Christmas baby is God's only son. You see, the star from the east came to the west, show the wise men to the Savior's address. Oh yeah, he's God's only son. Oh yeah, yeah. And they worship the King, infant ruler of everything. That's why I say, no, Mary's Christmas baby, Mary's Christmas baby, Mary's Christmas baby. It's God's own son. I said the star from the east came to the west to show the wise men to the Savior's address. Oh yeah, oh yeah. He's God's only son. Oh yeah, yeah. And they worship the King, infant ruler of everything. Somebody help me sing the Mary's Christmas baby. Christmas baby, Mary's Christmas baby, is God's own son. I said that Mary's Christmas baby, Mary's Christmas baby, Mary's Christmas baby, is God's own son. So go tell it on the mountain,
shone round about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto me,
fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people.
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
Oh!
It's 7:14 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, streaming live, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Christmas Eve program of Sounds of Praise, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, we'd love to hear from you. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. This is Witness, leading us into the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry.
That had captured my mind. They brought so much confusion. Searched around and could not find all the answers that I needed to set my spirit free. Till I realized I'd find my help by falling on my knees. Something special happens when I call upon His name.
He hears me when I pray.
That's why I take the time to pray. I love to talk to the Lord. He meets me there. I go to God in prayer. It's a simple process, I'm very glad to say. You only ask Him to come in and He will have His way. If you speak it from your heart, then you know that He has heard. There's nothing He'll withhold that is according to His word. Something special happens when I call upon His name.
He hears me when I pray.
That's why I take the time to pray.
We must learn to pray, for prayer is the key.
Prayer is the key.
The
whenever you
whenever
pray,
you pray,
oh pray,
believe
the Lord.
Freedom.
For you to
on your mind
in the midst of
trying times.
724 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray segment of the ministry. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring these prayer requests and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. We're praying for C. C is suffering with arthritis in his knee. We're praying that God's going to touch and deliver him. C, suffering from arthritis in his knee. We are praying for Michelle of Medford that God would continue to work in her behalf and he would continue to provide for her every need. And may he strengthen her so that in this new year, she will be the person that God has called her to be. Michelle of Medford looking for God's continued provision and blessing and strengthening her as she moves into the new year. We're praying for B. B is looking for God's touch on her body. B, looking for God's touch on her body. And I'm praising God because I heard from my editor of my first book, and she believes that in a couple of weeks, she should have the final edit completed. Praise the Lord. We're praising God for that. So we're looking forward then for a publication date sometime in this coming year, 2018. Just look to God in prayer and in praise. Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning, thanking and praising you because you are God and beside you there is none other. You're the giver of every good and every perfect gift. You're able to work powerfully in the lives of those who place their faith and trust in you. And even your goodness is able to lead many who are outside of your saving grace and keeping power to repentance. So we thank you, Lord, for all you're doing, all you're going to do. And we pray, oh Lord, you continue to minister powerfully in the life of your people. May they realize as they look to you in faithful prayer, you're able to provide for their every need. So we're bringing C before you right now, praying you would touch him, Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Let healing virtue flow out and deliver him from that arthritis. May he be able to walk and perform all the normal duties that he'd been able to do in the past. And may he recognize that the touch on his body has come from your hand. And may he continue to yield himself to you and to your control. You may work powerfully in his life and the life of his family members and friends as well, so that many on that final day may call you blessed because all you've done in and through his life. And we're praising you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we pray you continue to work on her behalf. Pray you continue to open doors and make ways, Lord, strengthen her that her faith in you might not fail and that her life, oh God, might be a greater testimony in this coming year than it's ever been before. And may many recognize that the benefits and blessings that she received have come from your hand, and may they too look to you through her life and through her testimony to be able to receive you as their personal Lord and Savior, their provider for their every need as well. Because, Lord, you are not a respecter of a person, and what you've done in her life, you're able to do in the lives of others as well. And you're calling upon all your people to be faithful witnesses for you. And that way we can overcome every attack of the devil and all the things that are negatively going on in our lives. And we're claiming victory in Jesus' blessed name, amen. And for B, who's looking for a touch on her body, Father, in the name of Jesus, we bring this individual before you, praying, oh Lord, you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Lord, let your healing virtue flow out right now in Jesus' mighty name. You said that by your stripes we can claim healing. And we're standing in the gap, interceding in her behalf, asking you, Lord, to work powerfully in her life. May her life, oh God, she receive the healing touch that you alone can provide, be a greater testimony to others of the wondrous things that she's received from your hand. And may many be pointed to the truth of Jesus Christ through her life and through her testimony is our prayer in your name and for your praise and for your glory. Amen. And Father, I'm praising you, Lord, because I've heard that the final editing of my book is just about ready to be completed. And there's still many things to do, but we're praising you for how we've progressed this far. And we pray while you continue to minister in the life of my editor and all the other individuals who have been involved in this. And the ones that we're still seeking, Lord, we still have a lot of work to do as far as determining who the printer and publisher is going to be and working on the front and the back covers of the book. But Lord, you brought us this far, and we know you're not going to fail us now. And so therefore, we continue to place our faith and trust in you. And may the reality of the message of this book, which is entitled The Spirit of Joyful Anticipation, flow out into other lives as well. And may many be born into the kingdom, many be saved and strengthened and blessed and encouraged to go forward in you. And we thank you, Lord, for all you're going to accomplish. As we give you glory, honor, and praise for all things is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. It's 7:30 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM, WMFO. 7:30 is the Sounds of Praise time. If you're just tuning in, you've missed it. We've had about 2.5 hours now of great Christmas music. Our theme this year has been The Day Our Creator Became One with His Creation. That's what Christmas is all about. Jesus came to bring the reality of His power and His love and His blessing into the earth and into our lives so that we might be able to transmit that same love, that same power, that same blessing into the lives of others as we go and tell the story of His salvation here on Sounds of Praise and everywhere we go. These are the Yellow Jackets coming up next, and this is Go Tell It on the Mountain here on Sounds of Praise. Thank you.
They saw a mighty Savior. They saw a humble Lamb. Oh, oh, oh. Oh,
Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Minister Michael Doughton is offering a mentoring program designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry that will impact future generations. He has over 35 years of experience serving as a worship pastor, worship leader, and keyboardist. The mentoring program will include one-on-one teaching and training that's focused on the biblical concepts of the ministry of worship and music. For more information, go to www.michaeldoughton.com or call 617-876-9703. That's the Minister Michael Doughton Mentoring Program, designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry that will impact future generations. For more information, go to www.michaeldoughton.com or call 617-876-9703.
and they